Okay, so it's Sunday the 3rd of October 2010, and had a nice lie-in this morning. Got up around 10-ish, something like that, and then just chilled out. We had our drama experience party, which we'll go into in a bit more in detail in a minute, but got the laptop out and started dragging across into a folder loads of the pictures from when we started all the way to current. To do a little bit of a slideshow tonight. So that actually took a little bit of time, took a couple of hours, because I ended up started flicking through and seeing them make me smile, and also had to get rid of some of the videos so they could fit on SD box, on an SD card, etc. We had, once we got to that time, it was around lunchtime, as you can tell, and I had some bacon baguettes, which were nice. So we had that, and then watched a bit of TV while we had that, and then spent the afternoon getting my stuff ready for the Daytona 24 Hours. So went up in the loft, got all the helmets, race boots, race suits, got the tent, got my sleeping bag, loads and loads of bits and pieces, all warm clothing, everything I'm going to need for next week. So that was all right. So did that. Once I did that, got myself organised, ready, because we're going out, say, this evening for the 150,000th driving experience party. The place was opened in October 2006, and now we're back in October 2010. So 4 years of opening and 150,000 drives was pretty cool. During the evening, when we got there, me, Julie, Claire, and Ray went. And we got there and we were greeted by Andrew, our boss. And he said, "You can have a go at the gravity run." So plenty of people had a go already. Meant that we had a bit of a blast up in Test Hill. I was in the Peugeot though, so 107, bit underpowered, but we got to the top all right. When we get to the top, we have to stop next to a red cone and then freewheel out of gear all the way down. At the start, we were jumping up and down like crazy people, trying to get some speed up. And then by the time we get onto the banking and sweep through all the corners, it was really fast. I was quite scared and a little bit shaky afterwards, but we mainly because we were 10 seconds faster than anybody else, so we were super lit. Cars were all right though, and everything was all good, so that was quite smiley. And then we went in and had some drinks at the museum. After a few drinks in the museum, we got the laptop set up with all the pictures, and that's been scrolling through the evening. Lots of people liked looking through them and seeing themselves from years gone by, so that was really, really good. After that, we got everybody into the main room, sitting down where they had some dinner, etc., followed by the Brooklands Driving Experience Awards that I helped set up. So I went through that. Me and Andrew sort of shared what we did, and we had all sorts of good fun awards, like the Not So Smart Award for Mauro crashing a smart car. We had the all sorts of leading lady in a supporting role for Helen. For just being mega on Young Driver, and lots of good stuff. So Lee got one for his Gardener's World Award for his gardening he likes doing, and then also the Team Fever Award went to Rob, so that was really, really, really funny. After that, it went down really well. Everybody enjoyed the night, and everybody said how well we did, and I did, and everything. So that was really nice to hear from the whole team, and then we just chilled out and talked through plenty of stories. Until about now, really. So, yeah, it's gone past midnight quite a bit now. Pretty had it, and yeah, it's been a great day. So, I'm going to sign off for now, and we'll see you soon. Goodbye now.